Alternative Radio.
Broadcasting from Liverpool to the northwest of England, North Wales and beyond, this is MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, on 105 FM and online at mar.me.uk. You can contact us through Facebook by searching MAR Pirates, email mar@rock.com, or text 07504 464 678. MAR, the continuing sound of free radio.
MAR. Merseyland Alternative Radio.
It's for real.
Mike stands back.
Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Mike stands.
Steve Martin.
Are we on? Yes, we're on. if you could have seen what's just been going on in here. modern technology, eh? Right, we're here. Many thanks to Mr. John Freeman for the last 2 hours of, actually, I must say, splendid music. We had a listen as we were coming over in the car. Some good stuff. He always nicks some of our tunes anyway, but we've got plenty with us tonight. Mike's alongside me. Say something.
What would you like me to say?
I'll just...
Hello, folks. I'm back.
Yes, he
is. God knows why. I've been conned into doing this again. I was asked to come and fix a light bulb. But, while we're here, we might as well play something for you.
Oh, this music drags on and on and on.
So I'll tell kill
you,
it!
We'll kill it in a sec. Wait there. don't forget, if you want to text us or email us, you can. We'll give you the details soon. When we get the little card thing that we had last time to read it. So we'll do that for you shortly. We'll kill this. We'll start off with... Rod Stewart's got a new album out. Did you know?
Yep. Oh yes.
And we'll play a track from that right now. We're going to start off with Rod Stewart, It's Over. Oh my God, I wish it was.
That's not the Royal Orbison one, is it?
Before God on that beautiful day, church bells rang and the champagne flowed as our friends gathered around for the wedding photo. But here we are, barely 5 years old, and our whole world's falling apart.
We had together up in smoke and gun forever, poison.
Yeah, that's the sound of Rod Stewart. It's over. Oh, I bet you wish it was already. Well, it's only just begun. Myself and Michael with you until 10. Now, don't forget, if you'd like to abuse us, you'd like to send us a text or an email. Right, where are we? The text number is 07 504 464678. That's 07 504 464678. You can contact us via email at mar@rock.com. That's mar@rock.com. You can get us on Facebook, facebook.com/... Love that word.
Slash.
M-A-R Pirates. That's facebook.com/MARPirates. That's about it.
Text us. Hearing from you.
Yeah, give us some abuse. We love abuse.
Give us some ideas of what to play, because we don't know.
Yeah, we haven't got a clue, have we?
Nope. Oh, there's one I want to play, which you're going to put on next anyway.
I certainly am.
I heard this on the radio last week, and I haven't heard it for years. So, it was on a French radio station. Funny how they're playing in England,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And I thought we'll give you all the...
Le Frog FM.
Le Frog FM.
Was it La Frog?
And, no, it says Le Frog. Look at what you mean.
You've lost your thread now, haven't you? You don't know where you're going.
Play the track from Mark Knopfler.
Why I man?
Why I man?
Why I?
Why I man?
Man.
Man, pet, why I?
Why? Oh, feed us it.
Staying afloat, we had to leave on a ferry boat. Economic refugees on the run to Germany. We had the back of Maggie's hand. Times were tough in Geordie land. We got our tools and work and gear and humped it all from Newcastle to here.
Maggie's farm. Had a way down the Audubon. Mine's a port of cabin bay, or a bunk in a distant hut and stay. Deutschmarks here to earn, and German tarts are wunderschön. German beer is chemical free. Germany's our epitome. Sometimes I miss my river time, but you're my pretty frown. Tonight we'll drink the old town dry, keep our spirit levels high. Tonight we'll drink the old town dry, keep our spirit levels high. Sometimes I miss my river time, but you're my pretty full line. Tonight we'll drink the old town dry, keep our spirit levels high.
Superstore for Mark Knopfler, Why I Man. Auf Wiedersehen and all that.
Dedicated to you.
Yeah.
You was in Germany last week, weren't you?
I was
gallivanting, drinking the old schnapps, getting the schnapps down your neck,
oh,
you
yes.
were telling me. Yeah.
lovely beer as well in Germany. Lovely, lovely, lovely. I love the dark beer. The good thing about their beer, they don't have chemicals and crap in it.
Like no, it's good stuff. You don't get a hangover.
No, well, I wouldn't say that. Wouldn't go that far.
You're one of the few that can actually get a hangover off German beer.
Yeah, well, so you have to drink a lot of it first.
It's mixing it with schnapps and... Yeah.
We haven't had any abuse yet, so...
No, nobody's sending any abuse in.
No.
Come on, morons.
Yeah.
Get onto your computers, send us some filth in.
All our listeners are morons. You've got to abuse us. If you want to text us, it's 07504-464-678. Email mar@rock.com, and you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/MAR Pirates. We're broadcasting on 105 FM, 105.1 FM, I think, as well, and also 107.9 FM. So,
you've got
no excuse not to listen. Then again...
find an excuse, yeah. Won't be too hard.
We're going to head back to...
One of my faves, this.
Yes, about 1980, I think it is. Liverpool band. It was an absolutely mega massive album at the time called Kilimanjaro. I think that's how you say it anyway. And, of course, it's The Teardrop Explodes. And a classic from them, This is Reward on MAR.
Bye.
That is actually a DJ's nightmare, that track. We weren't really concentrating, were we? And when it faded, we thought it finished, and it came back in again. Right, we have had an email.
Abuse? You want abuse?
Yeah.
I'll give you abuse.
Yeah. Someone asking for the Doolies. I know who you are, and we'll hunt you down. Yeah. We will hunt you down. Atty.
We've got your phone number here.
Have we got any Doolies?
Doolies? Do you want to abuse him? I'll find some Doolies.
Right, okay.
We'll play that just to be... that and Justin Bieber.
Enjoying some dark ales, Red Rocks and an Abbott Reserve.
A Red Rocks? What's Red Rocks? That must be a dark ale, I suppose, mustn't it?
Yeah. Well, not as good as the German one, I bet.
I remember the days I used to knock back the Newquay Browns.
Aye, the Newquay
Them
Brown.
Days. Yeah. Oh, slowing down now.
Aye. Aren't we all?
We're just looking for some zombie. I mean,
some zombies. A couple of zombies in here.
We've got zombies playing a track called Cranberries.
No,
it's the other way around.
Yeah, we were looking for. What was the
looking
track
for Dreams.
Oh, we can't.
I can't find it. Often.
Well, it's probably just us. We just can't find it because we're blind and deaf and.
If we find
old.
It, I'll put it on later.
But we're going to play the Cranberries and Zombie. We won't. Actually.
We won't say
who we're playing it for, will we? Here we go, the Cranberries and Zombie on MAR 105, 107.9.
budding artists out there? Merseyland Alternative Radio is looking for a new station logo, and we are hoping that it will be designed by one of our listeners. The winning entry will be used on our website at www.mar.me.uk and on all future competition prizes such as mugs, pens and keyrings. The designer of the winning logo will receive a copy of all our merchandise that is used on in the future. To enter, simply email your design to mar@rock.com. The closing date is the 1st of July and the winner will be decided by a panel of MAR DJs, who, as everyone knows, are renowned for their excellent artistic taste as well as their dashing good looks. So get those pencils out and start designing.
MAR, Liverpool's number one.
Found it. Are we on? We found it, the Dreams. Dreams! Cranberries. And before that was Zombie by Cranberries. Two in a row for you there, with a little jingle in the middle, asking you for your ideas on a new logo for us. Because as it says, all the DJs are a bit simple and pretty ugly. That's why we're on radio and not on TV, you see. All right, we've got a request. The only one we've received so far. Some gink phoned in or texted in or something, whatever they do these days. He wouldn't leave his name. He was too ashamed to leave his name. But we do have his number, so we will find him. We will track him down. And he asked for Anything by the Dooleys. So here you go, just to teach you a lesson. Oh, hi. Oh, we're not going to play this right
now. No. It's crap. Of course we're not.
Oh. What should we do? Should we kill it?
I think we're going to kill it, aren't we?
Ah, get it off. Get it off, dear God. What sort of... Oh, I don't know. Just play something decent.
We're going to go back to 1978. Actually, this is a song that... I bought the album on the back of this. It had one good track on the whole album. These are... The Only Ones, and this is a track called Another Girl, Another Planet. I'm sure this was used as a theme music on, was there a radio show? It might have been the Dave Fanning Rock Show.
Oh, right.
On RTE, back in the day.
Cracking track.
Superb. These are The Only Ones on MAR 105 and 107.9. Another planet, that's what we're on at the moment. we haven't got a clue what we're doing, by the way, so excuse all the massive mistakes.
Have we ever?
Yeah, that's true. What time is it? It's 21 minutes to 9. And it's a Monday evening, Bank Holiday Monday. Steve and Mike with you until 10. We're not getting much abuse tonight, so we're either boring... Yeah, we are bored.
Oh, I suppose we are bored, aren't we, tonight? Yeah. We haven't planned for this, really.
Or nobody's listening.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Probably nobody is listening. Right, so...
We were watching Coronation Street,
probably. Yeah. Who watches that these
ITV2,
days?
ITV2.
Crap.
ITV1 plus 2.
So you want to email us, it's mar@rock.com. mar@rock.com. It's 07504 464678 on the text. And was that you? Oh, we haven't got a clue what we're doing. What we're going to do now? We're going to
well, the new OMD album. Play something off that.
Yeah. Well, we've had Joan of Arc, haven't we?
We've had Joan of Arc.
That was back in the '80s. But we're going to have
the back of a horse.
Aye.
And this is
we're going from Joan of Arc to Helen of Troy from the new OMD album, which is called English Electric. And it's out in your shops now, folks. Get down to Skeleton Records and buy it.
And he's back.
The unmistakable sound of OMD. You couldn't miss them anywhere, could you?
He's not making you. He's lost his. He's lost his old cash cow now, hasn't he? The atomic flea bag.
Yeah.
So he's had to go back to work.
Yeah. Get back to work. Yeah.
Get back to work, Andy.
It's a hard life, isn't it, living in 5-star hotels?
Oh yeah.
It's tough at the top. It really is.
He's had his fill of the 3 AM. Or no, there was about 11 of them altogether, wasn't there? Throughout the series of Atomic Kitten. Anyway.
Right, so we've had some abuse The listeners have finally woke up. Someone, Paul texted in and said, it's glad to hear Smashy and Nicey back together again.
Cheeky git!
Yeah, I still don't know. I still don't know whether which one's which.
We'll have to put that, we forgot last time, put on that, you ain't heard nothing yet.
Yes. Anyway, you wanted to hear the Stone Roses Made of Stone, and he wants that playing for everyone at the Tranmere Vicks Cricket Club, and for Paul and Charlie as well. So coming up, these are the Stone Roses. On MAR 107.9, 105 FM. Good evening. Yeah, for Paul, Charlie and everyone at the Tranmere Vicks Cricket Club, that's the Stone Roses Made of Stone. That's you forget how good the Stone Roses actually were. That's absolutely magnificent.
They're back on the road, aren't they?
Yeah, well, they were, yeah.
Oh.
They haven't all fallen out again. Yeah. Mike has actually said he hasn't heard that one before. He thought it was absolutely superb.
Yes, excellent track, excellent. Yeah. I lost a lot of the music in the 90s while I was
so did I.
gallivanting, yeah.
I was drunk.
And just we haven't had too many requests up to now. We've had a couple. One for the Doolies, which we completely and utterly ignore. Was that you dingling again?
Yeah, I'll have to turn that off.
We're getting texts coming in by the phone as well as on screen. Okay. But we were just looking through the list of tracks, trying to dig out things to play as the requests are slow coming in. So we're trying to find things half decent. And a track appeared, which we didn't know we had, way back from the 60s. And it's got two memories for me. One is the fact that we had this character live on a club I used to work at in the 70s. And he appeared in a hearse with a huge mattress in the back of it, a pink hearse. He drove up in a pink hearse with a mattress in the back. And also he had a pirate radio station back in the 60s on one of the forts in the Thames Estuary, around about the Essex region. If you're as old as me and Steve, you may remember this, although I think Steve might have a problem remembering this.
Yeah, I was going to be proud.
But it's a track I remember very well, and it's a track by a character who's not with us any longer. He also had a political party called the Monster Raving Loony Party. All that should tell you, it's Screaming Lord Sutch. Wasn't ready for that. It's that long since I've heard it. I thought it was just going to stop dead. There you go, Screaming Lord Sutch and the Savages from the mid-60s. And a track called, of course, Jack the Ripper.
Jack the Ripper.
Right, yeah. Go ahead, your turn.
Right, yeah, text coming in. Can I just say something with these texts as well? Because
when you're sending your text, you're not putting your name on them, and I don't recognise numbers, you see, and it's not coming up on the screen with who it's from. So we've had another text and says, "Hi kids, good to hear you back doing a bit of spectrum abuse." Ofcom's words, not mine. Even Chris Francis didn't do the doolies, by the way.
Remember him?
Don't know what you mean. Disco crud, yeah.
Fat Chris Francis. Yeah. I wonder how he's doing these days.
Yeah, I wonder.
He was running Alpine Video for a while, wasn't he?
Yes.
Are you listening, Chris?
Yeah.
John?
John, yes. Are you doing that again, giving his real name away?
Give his real name away?
No, we better not. Chris Francis never played the doolies, but he probably played a bit of this. This is Cool and the Gang, and a bit of Get Down.
Get Down on This.
What you gonna do?
Get Down on This.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Come on in. Get down on it. How you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall. Get your back up off the wall. Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall. Get your back up off the wall. 'Cause I heard all the people saying, get down on it. Come on in. Get down on it. If you really want it, get down on it. You gotta feel it. Get down on it. Come on in. Get down on it. Baby, baby. By standing on the wall, get your back up off the wall. Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really won't take a chance? By standing on the wall, get your back up off the wall. 'Cause I heard all the people saying, get down on it, get down on it, get down on it, get down on it. When you're dancing, get down. What you gonna do? Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get down on it. Come on, man. Get down on it. If you really want it. Get down on it. You gotta feel it. By standing on the wall, get your back up off the wall. Tell me, baby, how you gonna do it if you really won't take a chance? By standing on the wall, get your back up off the wall. Listen, baby, you know it. Oh, when you're dancing, yeah, you show it. Oh, when you move, you know it. Oh, when you're dancing, yeah, you show it. As you move across the floor, get down on it. Come on in. Get down on it. If you really want it. Get down on it. You gotta feel it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Come on in. Get down on it. Baby, baby. Get down on it. Get on it. Get down on it. Sha-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do?
Oh, the sound of Cool and the Gang. And Get Down on It.
Disco voice.
Right, the old disco crud voice. I actually played that Saturday night as well at the gig I was at. Anyway, that's another story. We are about a minute away from 9 o'clock, so another hour and a minute of us. And that's not a minute too long.
Right, you were listening this afternoon, I believe.
Oh, yeah. I want to play a track now, for me, as well as anybody else who would like this, because I was listening to Lee Morrison this afternoon, and he was playing an hour's worth of Radio Caroline oldie stuff.
Yeah, Caroline.
Taking
North.
Off air. And the very, very first record ever played on Caroline, it was mentioned, and he played about 30 seconds of it. And I was so disappointed, I thought, I must dig that out and play it this evening.
So, you know, it's not much longer than
no, it's only one. It's only 1 minute 48 anyway. Yeah. He played probably about 20 seconds, 10 or 20 seconds of it. Originally done by Buddy Holly, of course, but this was the very first record ever played on Caroline, and it's the Stones. Rolling Stones and Not Fade Away, originally, of course, written and performed by Buddy Holly, and that was the very first record ever played on Caroline by a DJ called Chris Moore, who was not with them very long on air. He actually went back room after that into the offices of the radio networks. But that was it, back in Easter of 1964, wasn't
tell
it?
Tell you what, it's a good job we didn't need the bog while that track was on. One minute.
1.5 minutes.
Yeah, oh, that'd have been a quick one, wouldn't it? Another text, we've had another text in.
Coming in thick and...
Oh, yeah, it said, hi, S&M.
They're coming in thin and fast.
S&M, that's...
S&M?
Yeah, I think you mean Steve and Mike, not S&M.
Oh, I see, yeah, referring to us, not sadomasochismic tendencies.
Can you play Depeche Mode, Leave in
it.
Silence?
I've seen you.
And that's for Paul and Sonia, and he actually said, great show, boys.
Ah, yeah, but I think he was, I think he might have been exaggerating a bit there.
Oh, do you think so?
I think he might have been taking the old,
Taking the what's-her-name, yeah,
taking the older,
we're already 9:02. These are Depeche Mode, and we're broadcasting on 105 FM and 107.9, of course, around the world on the internet. These are Depeche Mode, Leave in Silence. That's what we're going to try and do a bit later without annoying the neighbours. Hey?
Do you reckon it's a sort of.
Yeah, it just proves what rank amateurs as we are. We actually crashed the vocals at the start. the cardinal sin for the DJ.
Yep. Oh, yes.
Well, Mike did it, not me, anyway, yep. So blame
him. I was going to say that I think it might have been a veiled suggestion or something to us, that
yes,
title.
Yeah. Subliminal messages.
Subliminal, that's the word, yeah.
Yes. What are you doing?
I don't know, I've just found something down here on the floor.
Oh, that's okay.
It's in German.
It's in German.
Yeah. Oh, it's in English there. Oh, metal and current detector.
Oh, well, I haven't had any currents for a while.
No, I've got some raisins.
Right, if you want to text us, it's 07-504-464-678. Keep your abuse coming in. It's mar@rock.com, mar@rock.com. You can find us on the internet at www.mar.me.uk. So you listen to us around the world, wherever you are. And locally, you can find us on 105 FM, 107.9 FM, and I believe 105.1 FM. So no excuse. Well, there is loads of excuse for not listening because we're crap. But apart from that,
do you reckon if anybody is listening around the world, they should contact us?
Yes,
and tell us where.
Yes, tell us where. Yeah. Well, we know there's people listening around the world because we can see on the screen. Yeah. We can actually see into your living room.
We can see you.
Yeah.
I know. You dirty get.
Yes.
Knock that in the head. You know who you are.
Right. I was looking through the top 40 the other day, and I saw that Evanescence was back in the charts with Bring Me to Life. But Mike may have come up with a reason for that.
Oh yeah. Well, it was on. Britain's Not Got Any Talent, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I don't watch that crap, so I wouldn't.
It's all right, actually. Some good magician on last night. I don't like the X Factor, but Britain's Got No Talent is. It's getting like the X Factor, actually, because I think last night it was mainly singists. But a week or two ago, there was a young blonde girl on, and she did a slow version of this, which she did quite well. So I didn't know that it was back in the charts.
Yeah, it's number 40 in the charts.
Oh, well, this is probably the reason why. This is the original from Evanescence.
Super stuff. Absolutely brilliant, this track.
Yeah.
Yeah, Superstore from Evanescence, Bring Me to Life. You need bring him back to life, mate. You're looking a bit... Looking a bit past it there, mate. we'll say hello to Les and Kath down in Ellesmere Port. We'll wave to them. We're waving to you. We can see you out of this screen here. On Facebook this afternoon, Les asked me to play some Cars, as he always does when I'm on air. So we'll do that for you now, mate. We'll play Just What I Needed on MAR.
Mike Stand and Steve Martin.
I don't mind you coming here, wasting all my time. 'Cause when you're standing oh so near, I kinda lose my mind. It's not the perfume that you wear, it's not the ribbons in your hair.
Yeah, especially for Les and Kath down in Ellesmere Port. That's, hopefully Les is listening. He's not in the pub as normal. Aye. Right, Alky, Les, he's worse than me, you know.
You last night. Yeah, that was a revelation, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Might have been, yeah.
Good Lord.
Can't remember, so it might have been a revelation.
There we were in the boozer last night, and Steve falls in. Aye. And says he's stopping drinking. Yeah, I think probably you'd say you're stopping drinking because you couldn't get any more down your neck at that time.
Probably, that's correct. Right. Moving swiftly on, we'll go to the text messages.
The floodgates.
We'll say hello to Ruthie Hogg, and she said, thank you for playing the Stones. Love their early stuff. How about Walking the Dog or The Last Time, or why not both?
Walking the Dog.
Gary and Ruthie. Now, what can you...
Do you remember this?
As you're a man of the 60s.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
So, you tell us something about this track.
Well, Not really, because I haven't researched on it. We've only just been asked for it and looked it up in our archives, and there it is. I couldn't believe we've got this one. Because I remember this back in the days when I used to go to the Cavern, when I was in the 60s.
When you were in your early 20s.
I was in my 30s, I think, at the time. And practically every group that was on, there used to be five or six groups a night on the Cavern. And practically every local Liverpool band and those from outside would play this track. And as we've been requested, it's years since I've heard this. So I'm leaving the old headphones on. I'm going to listen to this.
Can you hear the snoring in your headphones?
Yeah, oh, the snoring. Yeah. Can you? I don't know whether you folks out there can hear any snoring. No, I think the microphone's not sensitive enough. There's a cat behind us. And I just took my headphones off a minute or two ago, and Steve was queuing a record up, and I said to him, is that you breathing? And it was the cat behind us snoring.
Nice.
But I don't think you'll be able to hear it.
Right, so getting back to the Stones.
Oh, yeah, getting back to the music. Because the floodgates have opened on these texts and emails and things. Well, not so much opened. It's like a trickle coming in.
Right.
And as this one's been requested, second one from the Stones in about 10 minutes. But it's a cracking track, so we'll play it. This is Walking the Dog.
No dogs in here with this cat asleep. especially for Ruth and Gary up in Pooton the Fylde, I think.
Pooton, oh, we had them last time, didn't we?
Yes. Pooton the Fylde.
Yeah. By Blackpool.
That's up there, Blackpool.
Oh, aye.
Email from Grant. Yes, John, parody of his real name, which is quite funny, which we won't say.
He remembers him.
Alpine was good
for a pop station, which is also good for pop, wasn't it?
Yeah, Alpine. I think it's a bit of a play on words there, Grant. Me, I'll shoot. Yes, yes, we've seen through you here.
Don't know about his videos.
Right. Alpine pop and the Alpine videos.
Keep your texts coming in.
Is he still alive?
We don't know, do we?
Is he still wobbling around?
Yeah, if he is, you're saying that, he'll sit on you. That'd be an experience for you, won't it?
Oh, Chris Francis, remember the days.
Aye, remember the days. Going back now. Back in the 1930s. disco crud. Oh, yes. We can't beat it.
What are we putting on? Oh, yes. This is one for Grant, isn't it?
Yeah, it's one for Grant. We might like this one. A local band, Birkenhead band, back in the early 80s. These are, of course... This Final Frame. You might remember this one. Quite a few stations played it at the time. This is The Diary.
Night Stand
with Steve Martin.
Paul and the boys there from This Final Frame. The Diary taking us back to about 1981, 82-ish. They're actually working on some new tracks at the moment. Paul sent me one through the post a couple of weeks ago, so I should have brought that, shouldn't I? I could have played that as well. Right, where are we? 26 after 9. Mike and Steve until 10. Roger's along at 10 to finish off the bank holiday weekend broadcast.
One tonight from
OMD, yes.
OMD.
We've played a track from the new album, which was called Helen of Troy. So we're being really clever, you know.
We're going to do Joan of Arc.
Well,
but not the track called Joan of Arc, but it's about Joan of Arc.
Yeah, we're going to play
Made of Orléans.
Say that again in English.
Oh yeah, of course, you ignorant bloody...
I can speak Spanish.
Made of Orleans!
Aye.
Orléans.
Yeah.
That's the...
I'm still here, honestly.
What are you doing?
So that was when you fall asleep during a song.
Oh, God.
Right.
Give me strength.
Many thanks to Les. We're actually looking for something else there. Many thanks to Les.
Fat Les?
Not Fat Les.
Oh, not Fat Les. Okay.
Les down in Ellesmere Port, who said thanks for playing some Cars. Hibbo Hibbert, who's he?
Who?
Hibbo Hibbert.
Hibbo?
Do you know him?
That's me mate, Hibbo.
Hibbo Hibbert. Mike Stan rocks. Please pass on my regards.
Well, maybe. Is that the... put that... Enlarge it again for a minute.
What's that?
Yeah. Oh, that's it. That's his lad.
Oh, it's his lad.
Yeah. Hello. Right.
All right. Is he listening, is he?
That's Matty.
Ah, okay.
All right, Matt, lad. Still at it.
Well, you're still at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
What was it doing?
we were talking about the new group you're going to play.
Oh, right, yes, of course. That's
what
we're
doing.
We were actually looking at some info about the 1975. A band from Manchester, alternative rock indie group from Manchester, featuring Matthew Healy, Ross MacDonald, Adam Hann, and George Daniel. They're currently in the charts. You've got, this is the second single. Was the last single was Chocolate, wasn't it, of course? So we're going to stick this on. These are the 1975 from Manchester, and this is called The City. On MAR 107.9 and 105 FM. Yeah, local band, well, local-ish, from Manchester, the 1975. Their second single, which is called The City, it's currently in the top 40. Mike has got something to say about the next track.
Have I?
Yes.
Oh, right. Oh, sorry, I was just getting my head down then. I heard this yesterday on, what's his name's
show? John Freeman's show.
Who?
John Freeman,
that's it. I've got it written down here. Yeah, I was listening to his show yesterday, and he played three tracks from Tom Petty, and this is one I don't think I've heard before, so I was quite impressed by it, so I thought I'll play it again, in case you missed John yesterday afternoon, around about midday. This is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and Running Down a Dream. Cracking guitars!
It was a beautiful day,
Don't forget, you've still got time to text us. It's 07504-464-678. 07504-464-678. mar@rock.com. mar@rock.com. 20 away from 10. Rogers at Long at 10. And that was Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. And what was it called, Mike?
Running Down a Dream.
Right, Running Down a Dream.
Running Down a Dream.
And, of course, Tom Petty was in the Travelling Wilburys.
Yeah, we were just looking that up, weren't we? And he was Muddy Wilbury. And what was the other one?
I've
forgotten.
Hold on, we can have a quick look.
Have a quick look. Because he played two parts. He went under two names in the Travelling Wilburys.
Ah, right, okay.
He was a fifth of them, of course. And I think it was Jasper, was it? Because Muddy Wilbury was not a regular name, but... the character of Muddy Wilbury was here. Oh, Charlie T. Wilbury, there you go. That was his normal name. I can't remember the others, the other four members' Wilbury names, but that was him. He was normally Charlie T., but he also... Junior.
Wow. Oh, good grief. We have a guest.
Hello there. We've got a young lady's just appeared in the studio. Excuse me while I just rip me things off. And,
oh, good grief. Strangled. That's his,
switch the mic off. The mic is filth going on here.
Right. We're going to head back.
Play a record while I just perform. What?
Would you two like to stay on?
I don't know. Should we have a poll? We'll decide in a minute.
A straw poll.
In the meantime, we're going to go back to 1984. The band, this was actually their only top 40 hit, sadly. They had another track, which is called Ghost of Love, which got to about 64 in the charts. We're going to Scotland, in fact, for the Fiction Factory, an absolute classic. This is Feels Like Heaven.
Come to you, the things you say, they echo what I feel, twisting your bones until they snap. I scream, but no one knows. You say I'm familiar, cold to touch, and then you turn and go. Feels like
back to 1984 with Fiction Factory, Feels Like Heaven. Now, we've just been asked a question. Do we want to stay on a bit longer? I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll open it up to you, the listeners. Shall we stay on a bit longer?
Nah.
Or do you want Roger to come along at 10 o'clock?
So nah.
We'll give you 5 minutes. You can either stay on for a bit longer or get off.
What happens if you got the same attitude as me?
Well,
you don't want us to carry on, but you don't want Roger to come on. What happens then?
Then you're stuffed, aren't you, really?
We are, really, aren't we? We're an impasse here. I mean.
Right, so let us know. If you want us to keep going, we'll keep going. If not, we will clear off and let Roger entertain you. He's already done about 18, 19 hours this weekend.
He's gone over his hours, has he?
So I think he's looking for a bit of a rest. He wants us to keep going. But if you don't want us to go on and just let us know and we'll clear off. It's not a problem.
We know when we're not wanted.
Yes, correct. So get the text and emails coming in on that subject. Current single from Avril Lavigne. Miss Avril Lavigne. Oh, she's pretty tasty there.
Yeah,
There, right. And it's a song that...
The picture of her there. What's the story?
Me and Mike could probably subscribe to this.
Is it one of
Here's to Never Growing Up. So we'll stick this on and let us know if you want us to stay or go. Lovely Miss Avril Lavigne with her latest single, which is called Here's to Never Growing Up. Aye.
What are you going to do? Put Justin Bieber on now, are you?
No chance. Absolutely. Do you know what? I'd rather eat my own thingy bob than play Justin Bieber. See, just the thought of him makes me want to swear, you know. Right.
Stay, Liz.
Listening in the John Laird.
Oh, it's Liz.
Laurie and the Chameleons.
Oh, what?
If we can find it, we'll
I'll have some of that.
All right, so...
We've got to find that.
The current consensus is that we're probably going to stay for a bit longer. Unless you want us to go. If you want us to go, then text in and tell us to get off. But at the moment, it's 1-0 for staying.
And if we can find Laurie and the Chameleons...
Yes, we'll have a look for that.
You're going to get that.
Okay. Moving on, 10 away... Well, 9 away from 10, we're heading back to the 80s with the Thompson Twins, who Mike actually saw live, I think, before they were famous.
There was about 10 of them when I saw them.
Ah, right.
Before they whittled down to the final three.
Yeah. The Thompson Twins with three of them, yes. Right, this is Lay Your Hands on Me on MAR 107.9.
Going on. I couldn't think of what to say. face and sense the grace and feel the magic in your touch. Many dreams. I have never felt the grace that I have felt in your embrace. Well, I was tired and I was cold. Yeah, with a hunger in my soul. When it almost seemed to run, I see your face and sense the grace. The magic of your touch.
Unfortunately, it looks like we're going to be staying. yes, unfortunate for you and for us. The Thompson Twins, back to the 80s, Lay Your Hands on Me. Right, going back to the text, Grant's been on, Friction Factory, yes, and that's quite funny what you put, but we can't mention it, of course. He says, stay on a bit. Roger's passed his European directive quota already. The station will get fine. Yeah, you're probably right there. And who else has been on?
There was Laurie and the Chameleons was
yes,
wanted,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes, yes. So stay. Listening in the John Laird, you lucky devil.
We could have been down there now.
We could get a couple of pints in, yes.
We might still make it if we
can. Can we have
now?
Touch, please, by Laurie and the Chameleons? Aye. Laurie and the Chameleons, yes. Formed in Liverpool, weren't they, by Big in Japan's Bill Drummond. Of course, Big in Japan featured Holly Johnson and...
And Jane Casey.
Ian Brody as well, yes. Well,
oh, yes. Yeah. We used to have them a lot on the
From good stock they were. So.
Digby's Club, right. The old Big in Japan. This lot, I didn't know, they only lasted for a year.
Yes.
Laurie and the Chameleons. What was the name of the singer? Laurie what?
Oh,
I did say so there.
Oh, so we'll have a look. Should we go back now?
Her name's up there, which I've never heard since. Laurie Larty.
Yeah. Sounds like a coffee, doesn't it?
Great, that's latte. You ignorant piece of.
Latte. Don't get me a latte.
No, it's a latte.
Okay.
Latte. Who do you think you're from? Bloody Essex.
No, I've been in the bath.
Latte!
Been in the bath, haven't I? Goodness. Right, anyway, shut up.
Just because you're travelling all over Europe
let's
now.
Let's just play the tune, shall we?
Great track.
Superb.
Sightseeing today. We went to the Imperial Palace.
At this point, we thought we would have been saying Tara and Roger would have been coming in next, but as the listeners have spoken,
the lazy Get
foolishly, they've said stay on.
It's that lazy Get. He's been texting him under other names. That Roger bloody.
Yeah, he doesn't want to come on till later on. So he's texting under aliases,
under false pretences,
to make us stay on. He is, yes. Yeah. Laurie and the Chameleons and Touch. Going out for Richie, who's down in the John Laird. Apparently we're coming out live in the John Laird, so hello to all you, I nearly said a rude word that ended in heads.
All you drinkers.
That's
all you lucky people, yes, drinking lucky people in the John Laird.
Yes, and actually we're going to play a track for Richie, because I think he likes this one. He likes sort of this American type stuff. Autograph, and this is a track called Turn Up the Radio on MAR. See what you think of this, Mike.
We'll be right back.
FM rock.
Yeah, that's back to 1984 from the debut album. Sign In, Please. That's Autograph. Turn Up the Radio. And if you're in the Spoons, turn up the radio. Do you know what? We're jealous as hell, innit? We've just seen the pictures on Facebook.
On the Spoons.
Of people drinking cider and such things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's... Yeah, yeah.
And the John Laird. So, we are... Well, sorry we said we'd stay on that. We fancy a pint, don't we?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Pint of Stella.
Yeah.
Pint of Stella Tortoy.
Yeah. Do you know what, right? I'm actually really, really thirsty now, which is such a shame. Heading back to the 80s, of course, this is Talk Talk, right on cue. Such a shame. Don't forget, if you want something playing, text in, or email, or get us on Facebook. You know the score.
Mike Stan
with Steve Martin.
Richie, we're not impressed, mate. We're not impressed. These pictures are killing us, honestly. If you go on the MAR Pirates, you can see the pictures people drinking in the pub, and it's not good. Well, it's not good for us
just,
anyway.
Just a picture of a pint from above.
Yeah. We're not impressed because we are absolutely gagging here at the moment.
Is that what that little symbol was of the tongue hanging out?
Yeah, that was me there. right, where are we? 10 after 10.
I suppose you think it's funny.
So we're staying here till 11, are we?
I might stay here till about 3 o'clock now for that.
Yes, you can't get rid of us now. We're staying for a bit longer, so if you do want something playing, don't forget to text us. It's 07-504-464-678. That's 07-504-464-678. The email is mar@rock.com. That's mar@rock.com. And the website www.mar.me.uk. We're broadcasting around the world on the internet, and we're on 105 FM, 105.1 FM, and 107.9 FM. I think that's right. Got all them?
To get all that, I don't know. I wasn't listening.
Oh, you never do.
I'm just sitting here looking at the screen at all these lists of tracks which we're trying to pick out what to play.
Should we have a look at that? Hold on. We'll have a look at that pint again.
Yeah, put the pint on. That's all. Let's see what we can discover from this by looking at the. Good grief! Mm. Oh, it's near the bottom, isn't it?
Well, what would happen if you dropped your phone in there while you're taking that picture? It would have.
What's that on the outside? What's that blue thing? Is that a beer mat?
Yeah, that's a beer mat there.
All right, yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
There's not much beer in there, so it's right near the bottom.
Yeah, so that's like my glasses yesterday. There wasn't much left after I'd finished with them. Staggering old kebab house on the way home.
It's a good job some of us can control our drinking habits, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, unlike others, no names mentioned, who are sitting around in local pubs.
Yeah.
Supping themselves into an early grave. Well, we could be there, couldn't we?
Yeah, we could be. Yeah. Right, carry on with the music. Don't forget, if you want something playing, text us.
Don't bother. We're not interested.
We'll play it. But we'll abuse you while we're playing it. Yeah, he's swallowing the beer, all right, isn't he? Right.
Should we do a love song then? This is not a love song.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Confused.
Heading back in time with Simple Minds. Yeah. This is Love Song.
Sodom.
Alternative Radio.
This is not a love.
John Lydon, or Johnny Rotten to his mates, and the Public Image Limited, This Is Not a Love Song. We think that was probably the album version. Right, let's we'll go to the emails. And Gary Hogg has emailed in and said, Stephen, Mike, if you are staying on, do you remember a late 70s punk band from the Northeast called Penetration? Haven't heard them on the air for years. Perhaps the band name makes it difficult for mainstream stations to play.
We can't say Penetration on the air, I'm afraid. I'm sorry that we're not allowed to say Penetration.
Or Dictate.
Or Dictate, yeah. Or Swallow It. We're not allowed to say these.
Yeah, he says he remembers some tracks called Lovers of Outrage, Don't Dictate, and Life's
I remember them. Yeah. I worked with them once. Pauline Murray.
That's them, yeah.
And you know you've beaten us. You've actually finally beaten the Stand. pummeled me into ground. We ain't got it.
No, we haven't got it. We haven't brought any with us, and there's none on the system. Maybe we'll get that for next time if we're allowed back on.
Definitely, yeah. I remember Penetration very well. Horny little girl, Pauline Murray, yes. I remember when we had Susie and the Banshees.
Oh,
God, she was horny. Anyway, enough of that. I'm reminiscing.
We haven't got Penetration, so
we'll play
some Damned.
Sticking
with the theme of the last couple of minutes, we've had Love Song from the Simple Minds.
Yeah.
We've had This Is Not a Love Song.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
so this is a love song by the Damned.
Yeah, that's right.
Certainly is. Yeah, that's the Damned and Love Song.
I'll start looking then.
Hold on, you waffle then.
I've got to waffle while you look. We ain't got nothing lined up. We've just played three love songs for you there. So, you've got one lined up now.
Yeah, stop waffling.
And we had that on already.
No.
We had the love song. This is not a love song then, love song, of course. There you go. Yeah. So it's all right, he's found something. He said to me, I haven't got a record lined up, waffle.
Yeah, you're good at that,
which
though,
is
aren't you?
Something I'm not used to, waffling, I must admit.
Of course not.
So we're going to play another Tears for Fears.
No, we haven't played any yet.
Aren't we?
No. This isn't actually one of the older ones. This is actually from about 2004, 2005. It was from the album Everybody Loves a Happy Ending. And I love this track. It reached number 40 in the UK.
Oh, I'm thinking it Feels Like Heaven.
No, that was Fiction Factory.
We've done that, haven't we?
Yes, yeah, we've done that. These are Tears for Fears.
Yeah, Steve Martin and Mike Stand with you till 11. Looks like the texts are starting to dry up, so they're getting bored of us now, mate.
Yeah, so we're all drinking too much anyway. You've all got to go to work tomorrow anyway, we don't. Yes.
No, well, we've never had a job, have we?
Neither of us. Work, what's that?
Yeah.
I'm back in court tomorrow.
Ah, yes.
Not till 11.
Ah, you're okay. Then. Guilty.
I'll probably be put away, yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
Get out. Hopefully you'll be out on parole for August and we'll do the August bank holiday.
Oh, God, yeah. Uh-huh. The end of it. Oh, I might be away. I might be away on my holidays again then, on my jaunts.
So if you want anything playing, get in touch. You know the score. This lady actually sounds very, very much like Karen Carpenter. Her name's Rumour. She's British. And she caught the attention of, what was the geezer who wrote all the Carpenter's stuff? Bacharach, wasn't he?
Bert Bacharach.
Yeah, he caught the attention of Bert Bacharach, and he actually flew her all the way out to California for her to perform in front of him.
Talking about Bert, how's he doing? You all right, Bert?
Yes, Bert.
Not Bert Bacharach.
We heard Bert on the radio this afternoon.
Oh, right, this afternoon, yeah.
There's
Radio
Caroline, North special. Some good stuff there as well. Right, so we're going to play Rumour, and this is Slow on MAR.
You make me want to sing about love. Every time I raise my head, you make me want to tell the whole world what I've found is good. Then they say slow.
Out there.
Meadowlands Alternative Radio is looking for a new station logo, and we are hoping that it will be designed by one of our listeners. The winning entry will be used on our website at www.mar.me.uk and on all future competition prizes such as mugs, pens and keyrings. The designer of the winning logo will receive a copy of all our merchandise that is used on in the future. To enter, simply email your design to mar@rock.com. The closing date is the 1st of July and the winner will be decided by a panel of MAR DJs, who, as everyone knows, are renowned for their excellent artistic taste as well as their dashing good looks. So get those pencils out and start designing.
MAR, Liverpool's number one.
Mike Stan
with Steve Martin.
From the album English Electric, that's the latest single from OMD, that's called Dresden. Actually, I wasn't too far away from there last week. Anyway,
German Globetrotter.
That's him, yes. we're on the air till 11, so you've got time to get in touch and we'll squeeze something in for you. Roger's along at 11.
Are you listening, Rog?
Yeah, get ready at 11, mate, because we're clearing off, we're going down to the pub.
We've deleted these pictures of pint pots and we're going to go and get a quick one ourselves.
Aye, yes, yes. We're being there teased on Facebook by Richie and the crew down at the John Laird, sending us pictures of pints and stuff. And,
and stuff?
So, you know, I should have learnt my lesson. I had enough yesterday, didn't I? So, never mind.
I only had 2.5 last night.
You listen to MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, on 105 FM, 105.1 FM and 107.9 FM. And of course around the world on the internet at www.mar.me.uk. We're here every weekend on the FM and, 24 hours a day on the internet. So just tune in. I think all today's programmes will be repeated overnight, so you can hear this rubbish again. Probably about 12 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Which is why we're
not playing some of the stuff that we brought along, because we're thinking when it gets replayed, it'll be in the middle of the afternoon and we'll get sacked. So,
I never thought of that.
See, there's a method in the madness.
Yeah.
Right, coming up next is Murray Head.
I know his brother Dick. Oh, no, sorry, it's Anthony. His brother,
Richard.
Isn't it?
Richard.
No, it's Anthony Head, is his brother.
Oh, right, okay. The actor,
yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
Although Murray Head's an actor, he was in Heartbeat, wasn't he?
For a long time.
Yeah, he was
knocking, was he in Heartbeat then?
He was knocking off The Barmaid for, about three series back or something.
What?
You know, what's her name? Gina.
Oh,
the Scouse Girl.
Tricia Penrose.
Tricia.
Yeah,
Murray, he was her boyfriend.
Oh, is it? Well, I didn't know that.
For a while, yeah.
He must be about 90 now, isn't he?
No, he's probably about 60. 50, 60, something like that.
Then again, it was back in the 60s, Heartbeat, wasn't it? So he'd be younger.
Yeah. He would have been 10 then.
Right, let's play the song. Murray Head, Say It Ain't So, Joe. In a minute. There we go.
Say it ain't so, Joe, please. Say it ain't so. That's not what I wanna hear, Joe, and I got a right to know. Say it ain't so, Joe, please. Say it ain't so. I'm sure they're telling us lies, Joe, please. Tell us it ain't so. They told us that our hero, the lady's trump card.
Thank you.
my head. And when was that? 75?
1975.
Aye. And that's obviously you got the title of it there, unless you're a Dumbo. Say It Ain't So, Joe. We thought it was from a musical, but it wasn't, it seems. We've been looking up some information. What was his full name? Yeah, I will give you his full name here, because right. It's on the screen in a second. There you go.
Right, so back one,
yeah. Because he's got Murray Seafield St. George Head. How's that for a name?
Does that mean his brother's called Anthony Seafield St. George Head?
Well, no, I should imagine that's his middle name, isn't it?
Right.
It's not hyphenated, except for St. George.
Oh, okay.
So, Seafield.
His brother actually sang backing.
His brother was singing backing on it as well.
On the album. We don't know if it was that particular track.
That was also the name of an album, yeah. Anyway, that's going back for, God, nearly 40 years, isn't it?
Certainly is.
So, anyway, what are we doing now? We've got 15 and a half minutes left right. Before we're going to hand over to,
so if you
to
wanna,
Roger.
If you want to get in touch, you better be quick. We're heading back to 79 now. Massive number one single from 1979. These are Two Way Army. Back to 79, Tubeway Army, Art Friends Electric.
Yep.
And, you're going to get electrocuted fiddling around with things like that.
The what way is
you're
it?
Going, don't know. 10 away from 11, 10 more minutes.
Ah, you're back!
Oh, God. Should don't do that to me. I jumped out of my seat then. Never mind.
Yeah, kill myself.
10 away from 11. 10 more minutes of this rubbish. Two to go from us. Starting with Yazoo and Nobody's Diary on MAR.
Just a second more. I know I'll forget what I came here for. My head was so full of things to say, but as I open my lips, all my words slip away.
Back to 1983 from the album You and Me Both, Yazoo. That, of course, was Alison Moyet and Vince Clarke, which has taken us close to time to go. So, we'll say our ta-ras.
Oh, yeah, why not? Let's go and get a pint.
Yes.
We know where we can get a pint now.
Yeah. Many thanks to everyone who's texted in and emailed. We did get some eventually. many thanks for all the abuse.
Thanks for making the effort.
Yeah, and teasing us with the pictures of beer. Well, we've been stuck in here doing this for you. We will be back at some point in the future. We don't know when. We'll try and negotiate that soon.
If I haven't died.
Yeah, we'll be back in August, yeah. Mike should be out of jail, and he's in court. 11 o'clock in the morning. Get yourself down there. You'll see Mr. Stan in his finest suit, grovelling to the judge.
I'm on the jury.
Right. Okay, so many thanks from me and...
Oh, I'm sorry, me. Oh, you talked about me then as well.
Roger's along in about 5 minutes' time. We're going to play out with Pink Floyd.
Comfortably numb.
Just to annoy Jackie, who's in here, who's got to listen to this while she's changing over. Right, okay. So we'll see you soon. Bye-bye now. Well, time to go, indeed.
Time to go! Time to go!